ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड प्रहलाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु टेक्स्ट नंबर 20 एंड 21। आई जस्ट फर्स्ट वील रिसाइट टेक्स्ट 21। आरोप्य अंकम अवग्राय मूर्धनि अश्रुकलाम्बुभि आशिंचन विक्षद्वक्त्रम् इदम् आह युधिष्ठर। एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। Narad Muni continued, "My dear King Yudhishthir, Hiranyakashipu seated Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and began smelling his head, with affectionate tears gliding down from his eyes and moistening the child's smiling face. He spoke to his son as follows." Purport. If a child or disciple falls at the feet of the father or spiritual master, the superior responds by smelling the head of the subordinate. As the child had fallen at his feet and was offering obeisances as an affectionate father, he immediately began showering blessings upon the child and embracing him with both arms. A father naturally feels happy to embrace his son, and Hiranyakashipu became very happy in this way. Hare Krishna. Text number 21. Narad Muni continued, "My dear King Yudhishthir, Hiranyakashipu seated Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and began to smell his head, with affectionate tears gliding from his eyes and moistening the child's face. He spoke to his son as follows." Hare Krishna. Seeking the blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for my own purification something from Srimad Bhagavatam on this subject matter which we are reading, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. So we in this beautiful episode which we are reading, how Prahlad Maharaj with complete faith and determination is absorbed in meditating on the Supreme Lord and being undisturbed, as we will see, by all the calamities which he is going to face because of his own father's ego or his own sense gratificatory desires. We see how here when his Hiranyakashipu understands that Prahlad is not going to change and is going to come in my thought process of sense gratification, how he deals with it, and how Prahlad Maharaj so beautifully comes through this like gold when it's put in fire shines. Similarly, when Prahlad was put into these situations, his qualifications or his glories were shown by this beautiful episode of Srimad Bhagavatam, his devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Narasingadev. And also this pastime depicts the Bhakta Vatsalya, the quality of the Supreme Lord, which is amongst all the qualities of the Supreme Lord. It's explained that how Bhakta Vatsalya is the most important. And in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, this episode brings forth this so wonderfully, that how the most beautiful Sri Narasingadev, which is the most ugra form, but it's the most beautiful and the most merciful form, because it depicts the protection to the devotees. Therefore, in that sense, it's the most beautiful and the most loving, at the same time, most fearsome form of the Supreme Lord manifest because of Prahlad Maharaj's devotion. And in this verse, we see how Hiranyakashipu, of course, we saw previously that Prahlad Maharaj's mother dressed him very nicely and then sends him to Hiranyakashipu, his father, his loved father. And Prahlad Maharaj goes and sits on the lap, and Hiranyakashipu, like a loving father, and smells his head and begins to speak, as we will see in the next following verses. So we see this is the love of this material world, which we see in this, comes forth in this section. In the future verses, we will be seeing how Hiranyakashipu, even though he is smelling the head, acting very, very nicely, till the time Prahlad Maharaj had not revealed or had not put forth his position as a devotee, he was acting so lovingly, so wonderfully, in a very, very kind way. But as soon as he comes to know that Prahlad Maharaj is part of the enemy camp, is against my desires to conquer Vishnu, he becomes really, really angry, and he is willing to even kill Prahlad Maharaj. So that is the so-called love of this material world, the so-called love which is being executed by Hiranyakashipu. That's the love which we see in the material world. Generally we explain that in this material world what we see is actually lust, not love. Because here everyone wants to enjoy his own senses. So whatever relationships, whatever activities in this material world we do are based on how I can enjoy my senses or how I can gratify my senses. And if somebody assists me or helps me to do that, he is my friend, he is my relative, as very clearly depicted in this episode of Srimad Bhagavatam. But on the other hand, the real vatsalya or love which is there in the spiritual world with the devotees of the Supreme Lord, which they exhibit, is we see in the spiritual world. The real vatsalya, the epitome of vatsalya, we see in the lives of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. That is the true vatsalya or the true love they exhibit for Krishna. So maybe in this class we will try to see how Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai and all the cowherd friends and the gopas, they exhibit the highest or the real vatsalya, the true vatsalya on the spiritual plane. As Maharaj was explaining that yesterday in the morning class, how love means to sacrifice for the object of one love. That is real love. One is ready to sacrifice his comforts, his desires, whatever he has in his possession for the pleasure of his beloved, as opposite to what we see in this material world. Like that. And then we will see how the Lord exhibits his vatsalya, his true love for his devotees, how he reciprocates when he acts as a father or a mother of every living entity, how he reciprocates. So first of all, we will see from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Krishna Leela, how Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they exhibited the epitome of vatsalya, the true love of a father or a mother for his or her children. We see so many examples actually, as we were reading that Hiranyakashipu is smelling the head. We see so many instances in Srimad Bhagavatam where Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai is smelling the head. From the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto, we see how when Nanda Maharaj, when he came after paying the taxes to Kamsa, he came to our, when the Putana episode was happening in the Braj, Gokul Mahaman, and Nanda Maharaj, when he comes, he also, when he sees Putana's fierce form and sees all those disturbances that had come and he was explained, he comes and first of all smells the head of Krishna and sees how Krishna is Krishna alright. Many episodes, actually every day when Krishna would go out to tend the calves or then later on the cows, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, she would come and smell. Whenever Krishna would come, she would smell the head of Krishna and touch every limb that, oh my dear child, Krishna is alright. That was how she reciprocates. So that's general way, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, one line purport, that if a child falls at the feet of the father of spiritual master, superior response. That's the Vaishnava, or that's the culture which we have. So one time, Krishna, after the episode of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna, of course that itself is the epitome of the Vatsalya love being presented in that pastime which we have heard so many times. How Mother Yashoda is binding the person, the Supreme Lord, who is the liberator of all living entities. He is bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. So after that pastime, when that two Arjuna trees fall apart, then all there was a huge, tumultuous, thunderous noise created by the falling of those trees. And all the Brajavasis who were around that area, Nanda Maharaj, and all of them came there to see what has happened there. And when Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men, they saw two trees fallen, and Krishna, Gopal, very bound by the rope with a grinding mortar, Nanda Maharaj was astonished first when he saw Krishna, what is this? And of course, he then understood and smiled that definitely it must be Mother Yashoda only who could have bound Krishna because of some mischief which he would have done. And then all the Brajavasis there, assembled there, they were discussing actually, how is it possible that these trees have fallen on their own, which were standing for years in this courtyard of Nanda Maharaj? And then all the cowherd men began to propose different theories. What would have happened? Probably some demon might have come, or they fell on their own, or something different. Brajavasis were proposing different things. But then there were small children who were playing with Krishna at that time. So they began to explain that, hey, Krishna was there who got the mortar, wooden grinding mortar, in between the two trees, and because of him, these trees fell down. Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men, because of their intense affection, as Srimad Bhagavatam explains, that because of the intense parental affection, the cowherd men could not believe that Krishna could have broken this or uprooted these trees. And Bhagavatam further on explains that intense affection of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda actually blinds them to see Krishna as the Supreme Lord. And of course, in another section of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described, that is the difference between the love of Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, and Devaki and Vasudev. Whenever there would be a situation like for Devaki and Vasudev, when they saw the four-headed form of Krishna, they began to offer prayers. So their Vatsalya for some time was covered. But for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, whenever they would see even any opulence or Aishwarya, when Krishna would present, their out of intense affection, parental affection, even Gargamuni personally told that your son would be like Narayan. But still Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj were always thinking that I have to take care of my son. How will my son learn? How will my son live without my protection? So they were always eager to serve Krishna in that mood. So that is, it is explained that that is the difference between Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai and Devaki and Vasudev. That how that the affection or the Aishwarya actually increased their parental affection, the Vatsalya Bhav. So in this way, nobody could take to this that it was as the children were explaining that Krishna had done that. So then, Shukadeva Goswami then, at the conclusion of this episode, very beautifully explains that how Krishna was like a dancing puppet in the hands of the Braj Gopis. He was completely bound by their love and affection. And then the Braj Gopis or the cowherd ladies, they would give some Krishna some sweet, hey Krishna, please dance for us. And he would accept and dance for their pleasure. And they would tell Krishna, get this for us. He would do. So in this way, Krishna was performing all these activities, who is the supreme controller of all the controllers, the Supreme Lord. He is acting under the control, under the vash of these Brajvasis, the Braj devotees of Sri Braj Dham. So that is the level of their devotion. And then at the end of this episode, Shukadev Goswami then comes to that beautiful narration of the fruit vendor's pastime. So one time when Krishna was a very small child in Mahavan, one aborigine lady, as is the custom, even now many times, Matajis or some people come and sell their fruits or sabjis in the gullies and come. So they came to the house of outside Nanda Bhavan and she was crying loudly, "Please come and take some fruits, please take some fruits if somebody wants." And Krishna, of course, very beautiful verse, I'd like to read that here. Shukadev Goswami mentions, Krinihi bahu falaniti shrutva sattvaramachyuta falarthi dhanyam adaya yayo sarva falaprada. So he's saying, Krinihi, please come and purchase these fruits, O neighborhood people. And hearing this, sattvaram very quickly comes out achyuta. That is the word Shukadev Goswami used for Krishna. Achyut means who has unfailing affection for his devotees, who is unfallible. And then Shukadev Goswami explains, falarthi dhanyam adaya yayo sarva falaprada. One who is giving, who has the power, who is sarva falaprada. That's another name which Shukadev Goswami uses, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can give fruits to everyone. So that Supreme Lord, sarva falaprada, is coming to take some fruits from that lady. He is running to take some fruits. And Krishna has seen that Mother Yashoda and they would do batter system. So he took some grains from his house with his carrying in his both palms. He comes out running to take some fruits from the fruit vendor. And then Shukadev Goswami explains that Fala Vikriyani Tasya Chita Dhanya Karadvayam Faler Apuryad Ratnai Fala Bhandam Apuricha. Well, Krishna was going to the fruit vendor very hastily. Most of the grains he was holding fell. That's the contrast. Fala Vikriyani Tasya Chita Dhanya. Previous verse Shukadev Goswami describes as Achyut, and now he's saying Chut Dhanya, that the grains fell. One who is Achyut, he is unfallible, he is unable to even hold the grains. That is Krishna in Vrindavan. He performs his pastimes to please his devotees. That is the sweetness of Sri Braj Bhumi. And then Krishna, and when she saw that aboriginal lady, she saw Krishna's beautiful form. She captivated by the beauty of the Supreme Lord, she gives whatever fruits Krishna could hold in her hands and accepted whatever few little grains. And as we know, when we offer one step to Krishna, Krishna takes millions of steps ahead for us. He is more eager to have us back than Krishna, than us. So here also, she gave few fruits to Krishna and Krishna filled her bucket with gold, jewels and rubies and ornaments. That is, and then in the beautiful purport, Prabhupada explains that the basic principle in this pastime involved is an exchange of love. She was attracted by the beauty of Krishna and she loved Krishna. And therefore Krishna rewarded her. And then Prabhupada quotes, Yad Karoshi Yad Ashnashi, that verse from the Bhagavad Gita, that whatever one offers or whatever one does, whatever one eats, if one does that for Krishna as an offering to him, then one can never be a loser. So whatever we offer to Krishna, whatever minutes, whatever time we have at our disposal, if we offer that to Krishna, rest assured we will never be the loser. Any minute used in Krishna's service is the only gain we have in our life. Like that. So in this way, this Shukadev Goswami continues the narration. Again, this episode which Shukadev Goswami describes also brings forth the true vatsalya of Yashoda Mai. Krishna and Balaram, very attached to playing with his coward friends. That's his friendship, fraternal love for his friends. So he was there playing with his friends and so absorbed in playing that Krishna forgets to come back home even for lunch. Yashoda Mai sends Rohini Devi that they are outside playing. So please, it's getting very late. Ati velam sa agrajam. He is playing with his Balram, his elder friend. It's getting very late. So please go and call. Rohini Devi goes, but they are completely absorbed. Krishna and Balram playing with his cowherd friends did not hear Rohini Devi, and she goes back. And then Yashoda Mai personally goes, and Shukadev Goswami describes. Kirantam sasutam baler ati velam sa agrajam Yashoda ajohovit Krishnam putras nehas nutas tani. Krishna and Balaram being attached to their play were playing with other boys. And although it was very late, therefore Yashoda called them back for lunch. Because of her ecstatic love and affection for Krishna and Balaram, milk flowed from her breasts. And then she is calling, "My dear Krishna, O Arvinda Aksh, O lotus-eyed one Krishna, please come home. You must be tired of playing." Kirida Shranto, she is saying, Shatak Shranto, you are hungry. That is the Supreme Lord who is providing everyone. Mother Yashoda is addressing as, "One who is hungry, O Krishna, you must be hungry and fatigued of playing with your friends. So please come back. O Balaram, please come back home with your friend Krishna. Take bath and now take prasad. It's time for lunch." And still they don't listen. Then Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai says, "Hey, Krishna and Balaram, Nanda Maharaj, your father is waiting for you to take lunch with you. So please come. Please come back." Krishna and Balaram, they wanted to go back, but friends, as they also wanted to have Krishna's association. So they didn't want to leave Krishna and Balaram. Actually, that is the nature of, in Vrindavan, everyone wanted to please Krishna. That is the mood of Vrindavan. Everyone wants to please Krishna at every minute. That is Sri Braj Bhumi. The trees, the cows, the blade of grass, every living entity there in Vrindavan, that is Vrindavan spirit. And like even the Braj Gopis also, they also wanted to please Krishna at every minute. Many times we see when Krishna would play on his flute, they would go to please Krishna. Or any activity in Brajavasis, any do, they dress nicely, that is so that Krishna is pleased to see them beautiful. Krishna is pleased to be with the cowherd friends. Therefore Krishna wanted, the cowherd friends wanted to be with Krishna. So apparently it was saying that they wanted to enjoy Krishna's association. But the Brajavasis' mood is that they knew that Krishna will be happy if he is playing with us. That was the mood. And one example one devotee was giving, that like, to explain this, how the Brajavasis' mood is to always please Krishna. They may pose to act in a way that they are acting for their pleasure. It may appear that the gopis are dressing for their own pleasure, but it was, they had, the consciousness was that Krishna will be pleased when they see us beautiful. So one devotee was explaining that, quoting some acharya, that suppose there are two friends and they have very good friendship with them, and one of the friends had nice prasad, another one is hungry, and he comes to him, "Do you have some prasad?" Said, "I don't have any prasad with me." No, he doesn't say, but he, the friend expressed that, "I am hungry." But then the other friend, he says, "Oh, I am also hungry. I'll cook something for myself and then I'll give you." So in this way, the point is that he's not directly saying that, "I'm going to cook for you, my dear friend." But he said, "I am also hungry, so I also need to cook and I will give you." So in this day, the Brajavasis, they are saying, "Oh Krishna, we want to come and enjoy with you." But their consciousness is how you can enjoy us. How at every minute you will enjoy us. That is their mood of the Brajavasis. So then Yashoda Mai is thinking now what to do. They have not coming even when Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai. And then she says, "Hey," of course Prabhupada in the purport explains that children are very competitive. They have generally very competitive spirit. So Yashoda Mai thought, "Hey, see all your childhood friends, the other friends, they are so nicely decorated by their mothers. So probably you also come back, bathe yourself nicely, dress nicely, and then you also come back and play." She was trying to call Krishna with that, different tricks she is using. And then finally she had to take Krishna and Balaram by her hand to take to them to their house. Beautiful verse with Shukadeva Goswami again. Glorifies Yashoda Mai's devotion. Ittam Yashodatam Ashesh Sekharam Matva Sutam Sneha Nibaddhir Nipa. हस्ते गृहीत्वा सह राममच्युतं नित्वा सवातं करवति अथोदयम्. माय डियर परीक्षित, बिकॉज ऑफ इंटेंस लव एंड अफेक्शन, मदर यशोदा, कृष्णाज मदर, कंसिडर्ड कृष्णा हु वॉज द पीक ऑफ ऑपुलेंसेस, तम अशेष शेखरम. अंटू कृष्णा हु वॉज द पीक ऑफ एवरीथिंग opulence or everything auspicious, considered Krishna, she took Krishna by her hand along with Balram and brought him home like that. So in this way, Shukadeva Goswami is again and again saying that how Krishna, who is, has Ashesha Shekharam, who has all the opulence, who is in the peak of everything auspicious, is treated as a child, her own loving child, by Yashoda Mai. And then, after this incident, actually, what happens in Vrindavan, in Gokul Mahavan, is there were many demons which were coming. Putana, Trinavart, then Shakatasur was there in between, and then this Yamalarjan trees. So many disturbances were coming, one after the another. So then all the Brajavasis, all the elderly Brajavasis, they come together to discuss what should we do. There are so many disturbances coming one after the another, and they are putting our child Krishna and Balaram in danger. So what should we do? That is the discussion of the Brajavasis, how we can serve Krishna and Balaram. A beautiful verse where Shukadeva Goswami explained that what was the motive behind this meeting they had. Priya Krid Ram Krishnayo, to give pleasure to Krishna and Balaram. How we can, for the benefit of Krishna Balaram, let us come and meet together. How we can enhance their, or how we can help them in their wonderful pastimes. So then, all of the Brajavasis, they began to discuss about all the calamities which they had come upon Krishna during his. They were discussing about Trinavart, Putana, and many of the Brajavasis, they were suggesting various reasons why this would have been happened, why this. And finally, Upananda, who was the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj, respected by all the Brajavasis, he comes with a proposal that there are so many demons coming one after here, so let us move to a nearby forest, Vrindavan. And then he describes Vrindavan, that there are so many beautiful gardens, forests. Nearby there is a Govardhan hill and all those things, nice gardens for our cows and full of facilities in Sri Giriraj Govardhan, which is nearby. So upon hearing this advice, the cowherd men, all of them unanimously agreed, and they decide to go to Sri Vrindavan Dham. The Brajavasi is very simple people, so they decide, let's go on today. No planning, no ticket booking, no advance party. They just decided, let's move today. So they just went ahead with their yatra to Sri Vrindavan. So all the Brajavasis, they took their utensils or whatever little belongings they had, put them on the carts, decorated the carts very nicely. All the old ladies, their ladies and the small children and the Nanda Maharaj, and then all the elderly people, they were seated on various bullock carts, and all the young men were surrounding, and the brahmanas were chanting, and the musicians were playing flutes and bugles, and nice musical procession they prepared. And there was definitely a separate bullock cart which was there for Krishna Balaram with Nanda Maharaj, with Yashoda Mai and Rohini Devi. They were all very nicely decorated, gazing at the beautiful form of Gopal and Sri Balaramji, Rohini Devi and Yashoda Mai, as always singing the glories of Krishna and Balaram. Of course, in another section in Srimad Bhagavatam, it comes that how Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they cannot be separated from Krishna even for a moment. But then it is explained that how, when Krishna would go to the forest, how Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj, they would be surviving during the day. And it is explained in that section that how Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, whenever Krishna would go out, they would be always singing or chanting the glories of Krishna's leelas which they have heard from the children. And Prabhupada, in one of the purports, explained that that was the nature of the Brajavasis. If they are Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, either they are looking at Krishna, serving Krishna, making arrangements for his comfort, or otherwise they are singing about his glories, they are chanting about his glories all the time. So that was their constant meditation. In this way they were constantly with Krishna. Of course, Prabhupada in that purport, in one of the purports in the Bhagavatam, I think in the Putana episode, Prabhupada describes that the Brajavasis, they would make whatever leelas they would hear from the cowherd friends or whatever they would activities they would see of Krishna and Balaram, they would sing, they would get, or sometimes they would get it composed from the professional writers in the form of songs, and then they would recite those songs and remember those musical, sing those musical pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, the leela kirtan they were singing. So in this way, they, Yashoda Mai and Rohini Devi, singing the beautiful pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, gazing at the lotus-like face of Shyam and Balaram, they move towards Sri Vrindavan. And Shukadeva Goswami describes about Vrindavan, how Vrindavan is pleasing, always acting for the pleasure of Krishna and Balaram at all times, in all the seasons. That is Vrajbhumi. All the seasons, all the facilities in Vrindavan are arranged in a way suitable for Krishna and Balaram and the gopis to perform their leelas. That is Vrindavan Dham. And Krishna and Balaram, when they saw, they were very, very happy to see Vrindavan. And then that pastime of how Krishna and Balaram, when they reached Vrindavan, after some time, they were given the charge of taking care of cows. Initially, they were given taking charge of cows. Of course, they would have, Krishna and Balaram would have nice fun every day, going, playing flutes, bugles, like dancing like peacocks. They would have nice fun. It was like a fun time for Krishna and Balaram with their cowherd little friends. And everyone would take their own cows in front, and they would have nice fun. Of course, they would not go deep in the forest. They would go nearby and they would tend their cows. And then Shukadeva Goswami describes the pastime of Vatsasur and Bakasur killing. Of course, we will not discuss that now. And then Shukadeva Goswami, after this, when Krishna and Balaram grew a little older, after crossing the 5 years Komar, they were given the charge of the cows. And then, that was the first time when Krishna and Balaram entered into the deep, into the forest of Sri Vrindavan with their own cows. And that is Vrindavan, the full Vrindavan forest deep. Every living entity there, the fruits, the trees, the plants, the creepers, the birds, the animals there, all were actually waiting for that day. When would Krishna and Balaram would come actually? When would they grow old and come to see us, to bless us by the dust of their lotus feet? So their desire was completely satisfied when Krishna and Balaram entered Sri Vrindavan forest. And there, actually, Krishna reciprocates with the love of all the residents of the Vrindavan forest. And of course, we know how Krishna glorifies the trees of Vrindavan, the birds of Vrindavan, the bumblebees, and he glorifies everyone in Sri Vrajbhumi, in the Vrindavan forest. That is the love of Krishna for the Vrajavasis. Also, looking into the Vatsalya, we see in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also how he exhibited great love. Of course, Yashoda Mai, when she appeared as Shachi Devi, how she had great love for Nimai, and as when he grew as towards Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see so many pastimes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita when this deep love of Sachi Mata is explained or is expressed for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see in the pastime when at the house of Advaitacharya in Shantipur, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and was in a, you know, cheated to take away to Shantipur. Of course, his plan was to go to Vrindavan. And then he came to Shantipur that time when Shachi Mata, she comes to see Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very beautifully describes how their meeting took place between Sachi Devi and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how Lord Chaitanya expressed to Sachi Devi that how out of his own madness he accepted sannyas. And now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if you desire that I stay here and take back my sannyas, I am ready to do. You are such a loving and kind mother, how can I leave you? It was in my madness that I left you. And Sachi Mata then finally, of course, the higher principle to understand the desires of the Supreme Lord. She understands what is the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes back sannyas, how the people will criticize. And no mother, of course, how can Sachi Mata tolerate that infamy that would come? So she agreed. And of course, he suggested that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go and stay at Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. In this way also, we see many pastimes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking care of his mother, even though when he was a sannyasi, whenever the devotees would come from Navadvip to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while bidding them farewell, in many occasions we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he would personally tell the devotees to take this prasad for Sachi Devi. And he would tell how he was, Lord Chaitanya once explains to the devotees how he would always go to the house of Mother Sachi to honor prasad whenever she offered with love. So that was the love of Sachi Mata. Whenever she cooked for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever she cooked, even though Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya would personally manifest there. That is the power of love of Sachi Devi to honor prasadam. Of course, Sachi Devi sometimes would make the offering and the bhoga would be empty, and she'll be surprised. And she would be thinking that probably I didn't offer the bhoga to my deities today. She would go inside the kitchen and see, hey, the bhoga is there. And she will sometimes make the plate again and offer again. So in this way she was thinking, what is happening? But then Lord Chaitanya one time when sent a message with one devotee that how he personally comes to honor whenever she, Sachi Devi, cooks, especially when she would cook some favorite items of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way we see the true vatsalya or love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachi Devi for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the true vatsalya in Vrindavan we see. And also in these pastimes we see how Lord personally reciprocates with the love of his devotees. To conclude with, as one devotee was sharing one beautiful purport from the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about the love of the Lord for his devotees. Of course we see that, as many times we explain, that the love of a mother for a child is the closest we can see to true love in the material world. So in the episode of Dhruv Maharaj, there's a beautiful verse, and Prabhupada very beautifully in the purport explains the love of the Supreme Lord for all of us, the living entities. Of course this comes in the section where Dhruv Maharaj, completely disturbed by what was happened by his stepmother Suruchi, see, he approaches Suniti and expresses his uncomfortable situation. And then Suniti explains that Tamaeva vatsashri bhatti vatsalam mamukshubhir mrigya padabja padhatim ananya bhavena ja dharma bhavite manasya avasthapya bhajasva purusham. So she explains, my dear boy, you should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very kind to his devotees. Persons seeking liberation from the cycle of birth and death always take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. Becoming purified by executing your allotted occupation, just situate the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your heart, and without deviating for a moment, engage always in his service. And a beautiful Prabhupada paraphrasing this in the purport explains, Prabhupada is explaining that Suniti said, you came to me crying, she's telling Dhruv Maharaj, having been insulted by your stepmother, but I am unable to do any good for you. But Krishna is so kind to his devotees that if you go to him, then the combined kindness of millions of mothers like me will be surpassed by his affectionate and tender dealings. When everyone else fails to mitigate one's misery, Krishna is able to help the devotee. So that is the faith, that is the true Bhritya Vatsal or Vatsalya of the Supreme Lord, surpassed even by the love of combined kindness of millions of mothers. So with this faith, when we see every situation in our lives as the tender, loving dealings of the Supreme Lord, we can happily execute Krishna consciousness, glorify the Supreme Lord, seeing every act as His mercy. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hare Krishna.